No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, there is a force that unites us all. Join the movement and let your lips do the talking with Aide Cosmetics, available on aidecosmetics.com.
Welcome to My Sister Circle. How are you guys? Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, O, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You look beautiful as ever.
So do you.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy that it's Thursday.
Yeah.
I am so happy that you all are here. I'm sorry I was sharing as we were coming on. I am just so excited that it is Thursday. Let me get myself together real quick. Okay. All right.
Yay, Thursday!
Super excited that it's Thursday. You guys know how we love Thursday so much. So I do have my beautiful co-host here, Orion.
And howdy.
You guys know that I call her O, so that's what you guys have started calling her, the beautiful O. Nia's not with us today, but we do miss Nia.
Yeah.
Nia is definitely an amazing part of our show, so we definitely miss Nia on today.
Yes.
We had an awesome conversation about Nia, so we got some things that's in the works about Nia, so I'm definitely happy about that. Are you?
Very.
Super, super happy, but we're not going to give you guys all of that information yet, but we are definitely happy that Nia was a part of our show, because it definitely brought some balance and just some good energy.
Good energy, good vibes, yeah.
So what I want you guys to do while we are getting ready to get on into this show, I need you guys to tag, share, and invite. I need you guys to tag people in. If you've been reading my statuses, you do know that My Sister Circle is taking off. Like, it is like some things have changed drastically. Mm-hmm. We've caught some attention of some big people, some people that are big deals. So I'm excited for the elevation.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm excited about. Yeah. The growth and the elevation, because if you actually go back, because I actually went back and I watched like the first and second episode. And just to watch the first and second episode, I see so much growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see the manifestation that, you know, we wanted then. I see it happening now.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you look, and I'll be transparent, okay? Sometimes you look at the numbers while the show is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I told you before, God had to deal with me on that and say, stop looking at the numbers. This is what I told you to do. So just go forth and do it.
Yeah.
So sometimes you look at the numbers and you just like unsure of who's watching and who's doing that. But it doesn't matter, because if you're doing the assignment, if you're walking in purpose, it's everything else is going to fall in alignment. So last week's show.
Okay. I still can't even.
Last week's show, within 24 hours, within 24 hours, it was already 2,000 views.
Amazing.
Today, as of today, so a week has went past, and it's almost 4,000 views already. And
you don't even know what to say.
I'm amazed.
Yep.
Amazed. And these are organic views.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So not only that, you guys popped in YouTube feeds.
What?
Really?
No way.
Really?
That's
cool. That is so amazing. And so I say that to say, I don't want to tear up or anything, because you know,
I did.
I don't want to tear up today, because I have. Okay.
Yeah.
But
I did.
It's just
when you
the manifestations.
It is, and I think the more that, like I told you before, like when we were setting up, and I mean no offense, let me start by saying that, but there's a huge difference, and I'm going to say the exact same thing that I said to you, to our viewers. I think there's a huge distinction between saying that you are an advocate for women and really meaning it in who you are, and then just vocalizing it with your words. It's about
Absolutely.
Words and action.
Absolutely.
And I feel like because you and I genuinely love women mm-hmm. and want to see them win and really care about their mental well-being, their emotional well-being, their spiritual well-being, that's why it's received the way it is. And I think it's going to. The more we manifest it and do what God has us do, it's going to change. And I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. I mean, I'm beyond excited.
Yeah.
So to everybody that's watching, I need you guys to like, share, and invite. Share with groups. Do everything that you do on all the weeks, okay? So just tag everybody, tagging at least 5 people. But hello, everybody that is
Hi.
Watching. Thank you so much for always tuning in. I do see everybody that's
sharing,
watching.
Yeah.
For sharing. You know, you got Tamika. You got my sister, Dominique. You got Debbie Bryant, who's been, I mean, Deb, listen, Miss Jackson, you've been amazing. You've become a
yeah.
top fan within like 3 weeks.
I think it's between, I just said, I was like, Tamika is a ride or die.
I'm just
between
saying.
Her and Tamika, like, I think Tamika is literally the first person to log in every day.
So not only,
well, on Thursdays when we are live.
And not
yeah.
only that, Tamika shares our flyer
she
and
does.
Says, tune in in 5 minutes.
With, yes.
So I'm just, you know, I'm excited for the support. My sister is so supportive.
Yes.
She calls me after the show and say, if she didn't watch the show yet because
yeah.
she gets off work at 8, she called me and say, I'm going to watch the show in a few minutes.
I love that.
I mean, just the support. My mom, your mom.
No.
I mean, I said on my status last week, I said my mom would share this live. She would share our broadcast with a horse. Okay?
She could.
She would and tell the owner, you better share with your friends, okay?
Yeah.
My mom is such a huge supporter, so I just want to thank everybody that is consistent
mm-hmm.
in your support, and I'm just so appreciative of you guys taking this journey with us because it is truly a journey. It is going to be a journey.
It's
I want
awesome
you guys
ride.
To stay tuned. We are staying in our lane,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Absolutely.
And even when it was the naysayers saying, no, I don't like that. I don't like how you do that. I don't like how you do that. And things like that. Even the naysayers, y'all still tune in. I'm just saying.
You're not watching, but you're watching.
I'm just saying. even the, and you guys tune in and you guys are still very, you know, you watch.
And that's okay. Yeah.
So, all right, guys, we are going to move along with our show. And you guys know what we do. We like to do on Thursdays. We like to do what?
Our Sister of the Week.
I love highlighting Sister of the Week. I love when we can, you know, it's always hard to choose a Sister of the Week.
It's very hard.
You know, I've wanted to choose. Okay. All right. Okay. So before we do Sister of the Week. Today is my son's football game.
Yay!
It's his second game of the season, and mm-hmm. I'm my kid's biggest fans, like most of us parents are.
Absolutely.
And so I was kind of feeling a way that I couldn't share the time
mm-hmm.
and be at his game today because it also started at 7.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to highlight my baby. I know it's a sister show, but I just wanted to highlight my baby and say, listen, I'm always your number one fan. It doesn't matter where I am in the world.
Make me cry.
I am always your number one fan, and I just want you guys to definitely do everything you can to win today,
mm-hmm.
but be safe and have fun. I love you, Nick.
Yes.
All right.
You guys root for Nick and say a prayer for him.
Definitely.
Win that game, baby.
Definitely say a prayer for my baby. All right, so let's go ahead.
Well, today is Thursday, and like every Thursday, we like to highlight a special sister of the week, and I'm so glad I see that this sister is watching. So, our lovely sister of the week is Valerie Jackson.
Yay! She is so beautiful. Okay, Valerie.
So, this is probably a surprise to her. I did not tell her that I was picking her.
Okay, I love those.
I didn't want to. Because
so
I wanted her to be surprised. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. This is Valerie Jackson. And she is the beautiful mother of two of the cutest kids. Oh my God, I cannot stand how cute they are. Carson and Carrington, and I'm going to tell you why I picked her. Surprise! I'm going to tell you why I picked her. Anytime I meet, I knew her from church, right?
Mm-hmm.
But never had the opportunity to really get acquainted until I went to school and got my esthetician's license.
Okay.
So she started to come get facials, and I've done her makeup a few times. And the thing that stuck out to me the most about Valerie was, is the way that she rides for her kids.
Aww.
Anytime I consider somebody like a friend or even acquaintance that's a woman, I always pay attention to how they love their children.
Okay.
You cannot be a half-tail mama and be my friend, because I am absolutely crazy about my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have children, I expect you to follow suit. So, sorry, that's just what, you know what I mean? Like, you bought them here, you got to take care of them, and that goes beyond, you know, just food, but we'll get into that another day. But she spends quality time with her kids. They always look immaculate. They are sweet. And she is just like, she's the mother that you want to be.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, I just saw a post on Facebook. She had them on a plane. That's what I'm talking about. And the other cool thing is like in the summertime during COVID,
mm-hmm.
I would take the boys somewhere and she would text me and be like, hey, sis, where are you taking your kids? I want to take them too. Or where was that that you want?
Wow.
That you went. And we will swap ideas to keep our kids engaged, to keep them active.
She has two boys?
She has a boy and a girl.
Okay.
And they're in karate and they travel and they're so respectful and so sweet. And she
respectful, that's a huge one.
Huge. And she just does a phenomenal job. And being a mother is a selfless act, you know, and a thankless job a lot of the time. So, Valerie, I just want to tell you that I love you and I admire you. And it doesn't matter if no one else sees it. God does, and I do. Yes. I'm nobody, but God sees it. And that is why you are so blessed, and I absolutely adore you. And you keep pushing, Mama. You're doing it.
That is incredible. So, Valerie, I just want to say congratulations on being Sister of the Week. I love hearing. I know I was looking down at my phone, but I promise I was listening. I'm trying to share. Mm-hmm. But just to hear when O describes, I know how O is. Mm-hmm. So when O strategically chooses a Sister of the Week, you're definitely in her heart.
Absolutely.
And I love hearing her definitely speak on the people that she chooses for Sister of the Week, because it's always a reason that is near and dear to your mm-hmm. heart, like children.
Yeah.
So just congratulations. And keep up the good work. And, you know, definitely know that you're so worthy, and God will honor, you know, you taking the time with your children and being just a good mother. He honors that no matter what else is going on in your life, because he's so serious when he makes us parents.
Yeah.
He seriously makes us parents, and he's like, he holds that close to his heart. So when we do a good job as parents.
Yes. When you honor your kids, God honors
he,
you.
He does. Mm-hmm. He truly, truly does. So congratulations on being our Sister of the Week.
Love
that is
you.
So dope. All right, so we're going to go to commercial just really quick before we bring in our women in business. We're definitely going to go to commercial real quick, but I want you guys to make sure that before we go to commercial, or while we're on commercial, you guys tag in some more people, because yes. this woman of business that we chose for this week that is coming on to share with you guys, just promoting herself. Mm-hmm. Listen, she is so incredible, and also this topic is incredible. So if you know somebody, because our topic today is revised and restored after betrayal,
yes.
and that's betrayal in any type of relationship, mm-hmm. in a friendship, in a romantic relationship, you know, so I want you guys to make sure that you tune back in with us, share, tag people in, and come back to us after this commercial.
See ya.
No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, there is a force that unites us all. Join the movement and let your lips do the talking with Aide Cosmetics, available on aidecosmetics.com.
Oh, hi there, and we are back. Now is the time in our show where we highlight our, not our sister of the week.
Nope, our
woman in business. And I love this segment. This is probably like right after sister. I don't know. I'm not going to say it's my favorite. It's a toss-up between sister of the week and women in business is my favorite because I love to see women in business like just running it. That does something
yes.
to me, right? So right now we are going to our woman in business.
Yes, we are. So
and here she is.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So our woman in business. When we discussed her being on the show, it was mm-hmm. a while ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember. I told you it was a while back
yeah.
that she was gonna be on our show. And when we decided that, you know, we had the opportunity to bring her on, mm-hmm. you know, we were actually going to be in Atlanta
yep.
when this happened before. So we had the opportunity then, well, we thought we had the opportunity, but you know, things happen,
yeah.
Where we would be there and we would interview her. But again, like we keep saying, technology is so amazing
mm-hmm.
where we can, bring them on remotely. So, you know, I just want you guys to welcome in. Are we ready? Okay. So listen. So when we choose women in business, mm-hmm. I'll just start here. When we choose women in business, it's based off of two things.
Mm-hmm.
It's based off of the way that you go hard for your business. Mm-hmm. This is how I base it.
Yeah.
What I see you doing far as how you're promoting yourself, how you're going hard for yourself, and how I see you believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I base it off of that. Okay. Because when I see people that believe in their self, that makes me just like, okay, I believe in you too.
Right.
You believe in it, so do I.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we want to bring on our woman in business, Dana Conway. Hey.
Oh, hey.
Sis, how are you? So I can't
hear you.
How are
you guys doing tonight?
Okay.
You can't hear me?
Hold on. One second. It's just he's turning it up for me. All right. I can hear you.
Okay.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Good. I'm so honored to be on here. Thank you so much.
Well, we are definitely honored to have you.
Mm-hmm.
So Dana is... I'm gonna give you the backstory. I don't like to do like the plug-in thing, but I have to because
yes.
this is like... somebody that's been in my life since I've been like maybe like 12 or 13 years old. So, mm-hmm. you know, to see her on the other side mm-hmm. and knowing that she's the woman in business, it's just so amazing to me. So Dana is my sister Dominique's best friend.
Love
her
it.
Sister.
Okay.
Her sister. So in return, she's my sister as well.
Family, yeah.
But she's like you said, she's family.
Mm-hmm.
So over 20 plus years of knowing her and
awesome.
To see the things that she has been promoting and the way that she believes in herself and the leaps of faith that you have taken to get where you are now, because these have been leaps of faith that I've been seeing that you've taken. So I want you to tell us about yourself.
Thank you so much, sis. So yes, like Dawana said, been basically in the family 20. Born and raised in Detroit, West Side, Southwest Detroit. I've always been a big dreamer. I didn't know exactly if you would have told me this maybe 5-10 years ago, maybe even 2-3 years ago, that I would be where I'm at right now. I wouldn't have believed it. So went to school, did everything. I was a teen mom, still finished high school, went on to college. I started my career in the medical field. After I got my bachelor's, I was going to continue and go to school to be a physician assistant. And funny thing is, towards the end of obtaining my degree, I had to take this class. I needed an elective. So I took this writer's class. I was like, okay, that's easy. Writing is super simple. Let's do it. And I would write these stories and all of my peers would like fight over my papers, like to critique them, to read them and everything. And I'm like, is it really that good? Like I just came up with this story at the last minute and they would love it. And then I got the opportunity at my church to do, I wrote my first play. My church, shout out to my church family, Greater Emmanuel Institutional, Bishop J. Drew Shear, First Lady Karen Clark Shear.
Come on.
I wouldn't be where I am today without their love and support and guidance. But I was able to start putting on my first productions there. And even there, I thought I was like, okay, this is just a little, you know, stage play was a hobby. But I mean, the more I did it, we were just picking out shows, more people were coming. You know, people were like, I was touched by this. I would see people crying in the audience. And I'm like, okay, maybe this is, you know, what I like to do. Maybe I do have like a gift or something. And I'll never forget my first music video I directed in Detroit. I barely got any pay, but I remember driving home. We were on set all night and I drove home. It had to be like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. And I was just like, that was amazing. Like this, I would like do this for free. Like, it was just that great feeling. Like, this is my calling. This is my passion. So let's just fast forward a couple of years after that. Kept doing that, took a leap of faith. I said, you know what, you only live once. I wanted to show my girls that you can do whatever you want to do, follow your dreams. And I packed them up and came down to Atlanta to pursue my dream in writing and directing. And it's definitely been a leap of faith, but so far it's going so very well. You guys will probably see the trailer soon. I just put out a trailer for a series that I wrote called Lost and Found. And yeah, still been doing videos, and God is just definitely moving amongst other things, but we'll get into that in a little bit.
So tell us the name of your production company.
The name of my production company is Conway Day Productions. And what that is my last name, Conway mixed with my first name, Dana, and it is spelled D-A-Y. The reason why it was so important for me to name it that is because I wanted to carry on my father's legacy. So my father, who's no longer with us, he was one of the founding musicians of Motown. He played the trumpet, and he played with Aretha Franklin, toured all over the world, different people, Liza Minnelli. I mean, he just did it all. So amazing. And unfortunately, he's not always credited by himself. They group him in with the Funk Brothers. And even though that's a great honor, he just wasn't, and some of his stuff went uncredited. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna make sure that this name is great. That just how people know the Gordy family and the Jacksons and whoever, they're gonna know who the Conways are as well.
That's right. Awesome. So with you having the production company, how long have, well, let's first start here. How long have it been since you started the production company yourself, your own production company?
I actually started the company about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was a name. I got the LL, you know, I did the paperwork for it, but I did a few things here and there. And finally, when God was like, look, it's time, this is what I brought you down here for. You know, it's time to move. It's time to put your foot on the gas, get your stuff together and put it out there. That literally we relaunched just this past July 26th, which would have been my father's 88th birthday. So we relaunched on that day.
All right, so yeah. I'm gonna have my producer play your trailer. I'm actually telling him now. Charlie, if you can you play her trailer? So tell us about it before he plays it. Are you ready to play it?
Awesome, yes.
Okay, so go ahead and tell us about it.
Okay, awesome. So The Lost and Found is actually, it's a church drama, but it's not your typical church drama where the deacon is stealing money and the pastor is sleeping with people. The Lost and Found, for one, is the name of the church because everybody who's there is lost and they're trying to find themselves. So you have different characters, which I feel like we can all relate to. You have your church gossip / church bully. You have the young girl who's kind of naive, grew up your church girl, but she's also battling with, hey, I'm a freshman in college, so I want to explore my sexuality. I think I want to drink and smoke and, you know, do all these things that I was taught not to do. I have to live life for myself. You have a deacon who's become lost in religion, so he doesn't realize that, like, what his family is going through, everything is just, it's not even a relationship with God. He's super religious. And you have one of my favorite characters who's definitely will be painted as the villain, but as her story unfolds, you will see why she moves the way that she moves, and everybody would judge her at first, and you will see why actually she's more relatable than one would think. And our pastor as well, he's going through his own issues while he tries to hold it together for his church. So everybody has an individual story as to why they're lost and they're trying to find themselves. Amazing. So I'll let you guys enjoy the trailer.
Okay. All right, Charlie, you ready to play the trailer? Okay. So all right. So it's okay. So it's still loading. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. It is still loading. So what is your next how long is the series?
The series right now, we're pitching it. I am in the process of
give me 1 second.
Sorry, that whistle.
Charlie, you hear the feedback on the whistling or? Okay. Well, I'm gonna take this out of my ear. Okay. Give us 1 second. We're gonna go to commercial. That's what you can do. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, there is a force that unites us all. Join the movement and let your lips do the talking with Aide Cosmetics, available on aidecosmetics.com.
Wow. Is Dana still on?
Yeah, good.
Yes,
that
you guys
was
hear me?
Intense.
That was, I felt like I was at the movie theater. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
I'm like, wait, ooh. Okay.
That's amazing. Well,
thank you so much. That is my baby. I actually wrote that. Whew. I wrote that when I still lived in Michigan, and I've been down here for 2 years. But it's growing up in a church and seeing the good, the bad, the ugly, experiencing church hurt, being on the receiving side of church hurt, and hopefully I've never been on the giving side of church hurt, but seeing the politics, everything, I want people, whether you're a typical church person or you're somebody who, oh, I don't like going to church, one of those people, I don't like going to church, because I want you to see at the end of the day, we're all human. We're all dealing with things. We all go through things. And it is about, you know, how you personally overcome them, your own relationship with God, how God does help you get through them, and you're not relying really on the pastor. Like, I think that's how a lot of church hurt comes from. Oh, well, this person didn't do this for me, or I opened up to that person. And granted, yes, you did that, you feel like you're in a safe space, but we're all human at the same time. Who knows if the pastor's having a bad day or the deacon? Do we ever stop to think about what's going on in lives? You know, we put a lot of pressure on them. We don't know what's going on in their lives. And even, like I said, sometimes the outsiders coming into the church, we're very quick to judge. And that's why I said some of those characters are my favorite, where you want to judge them and you want to paint them as the villain, but you kind of realize, like, that's me, you know, and you realize, you know, we've all kind of been in similar situations. And if we just can kind of learn how to understand each other before we judge each other and truly walk in love, then, you know, everything will be a lot better.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
I need a reminder as to when it's airing, because I feel emotionally invested already. I want to watch the whole thing. So I'm not even joking. That was intense.
It was definitely intense. And people in the comments are saying the same thing and saying that they can't wait to see it and things like that. So when do you have a release date yet that you can speak on?
We don't have a release date yet. Okay. We definitely have some things in the works, but definitely I could say if you guys can share, you could follow Conway Day Productions on Instagram, and it's just that, Conway Day Productions. Our YouTube channel, where you can see the trailer again, at Conway Day Productions on YouTube. The name of it is Lost and Found. That's the series. And the more we get it out there, of course, the quicker we can get it out there. Yeah. The more publicity we get, the quicker we can get it out there and share these stories. Because, like I said, every character you see has a backstory. And I think it's very relevant. We're going to talk about our sexuality in the church. You know, a lot of people don't like to talk about that.
That's right.
They paint it in a negative light, like our pastor is single. He's young, he's attractive, he's single, and you know, he does things the right way. He's not sleeping around, and he's really looking for that woman. But at the end of the day, he's a man, he's tempted, and that's one of the battles that he fights. You know, he's not the only one, you know, struggling with sex. You know, we have people struggling with whether they're gay or straight. We have people struggling with domestic violence. You know, these aren't your typical Sunday sermon topics. Mm-hmm. You know, we have abuse in there. We have drugs, substance abuse, and not just, oh, I'm smoking weed, or you got the crackhead uncle or auntie, but what happens when you go in for surgery and you become addicted to the medicines that the doctors have prescribed to you.
Right.
You know, so it's all these taboo topics that everybody who is alive deals with, whether you're in the church or not. And it's just showing how we all get through it.
I love that. And I think a lot of people will be responsive to that, because we do stray away from so many things because it's church. But in real life, they're real things and real issues. So I can see lots of people gravitating toward that and being invested in watching. I'm one.
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Like I said, that mental illness, like we're covering everything. It is no stone left unturned. And I think I've just always been that person that kind of likes to press the buttons, like push the envelope a little bit. So with this show, we're definitely doing that.
Well, I'm definitely excited, and definitely will be promoting it any way we can. We'll always share it and make sure that it's promoted properly, because I think a lot of times we kind of what happens is, you know, you'll have the everybody say we'll promote, and then it dies down. So that's something that we'll definitely we'll commit to doing, promoting, helping you promote that, because that is something important to get out. Because a lot of things that you talked about, like you said, definitely taboo, things that are swept under the rug, you know. So we want to make sure that the series is definitely out, especially in the times that we're in. We need that series out. So definitely we support you, we celebrate you. I'm definitely looking forward to everything that you're doing. I know that you sent me some other things about working with, can you say that, can you talk about that?
I can talk about it a little bit. So, okay. Yes, I am working on a show with a Brandy Eve Naturi Naughton. Unfortunately, I'm off this week. This is what COVID looks like, apparently. I did test positive, but I don't know if it's a false positive or if I'm just asymptomatic. So I am off. That's why I'm in the house right now. But it's definitely, I can't give too much away, but it's definitely been an experience. It is being produced by Disney, and it's just awesome. This is my passion. So just being on set, getting to meet everybody, and we get to work together. It's to me, that's my Disney world, just being there. So yeah, definitely learned a lot.
Awesome.
So awesome, right?
Amazing.
And and this is what happens when I'm amazed by when you walk in your purpose and you are obedient to God's voice and what he tells you to do, the things, the doors that open for you. You know, I know that you were at the Shears Church, so I know that you had some doors open for you there, you know, even working with Kiara Sheard and things like that. But you know, when we follow what God says, it's time to go, because this is the door that I have for you in Atlanta. And when we walk in purpose and when we are obedient to his voice, okay, because everybody, you can be obedient and do partial part of the assignment. But when you're obedient to his voice and walk in the full assignment, you accept the full assignment and say, okay, I'm going to do it all. Everything that you told me to do, because when I do everything that you told me to do, the way that you told me to do it, that blueprint, that's when God opens all the doors for you. And so I'm just amazed to see that from you, for you. I am.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That means so much to me for you guys' support and everything. And to touch on what you were saying, like when God gives you the vision, he'll give you the provision as well. You know, you definitely have to stay focused on him. You know, if you gonna walk on water and take that leap of faith, like when God says go, you have to go. When I left Michigan, it was very abrupt. You know, it was like I asked God, I'm like, should I move to Atlanta? And when I say things were happening so fast, that it was just like I was here and then we were in Atlanta like within a couple of months, I think April. My birthday is April 14th. On my birthday, if somebody was like moving to Atlanta, I'd have been like, what? We were down here by July 7th.
Wow.
I had no idea. Yeah, it was that quick. And it's not always going to be easy. I can't say like, oh, I came to Atlanta and I became Tyler Perry or something. That's definitely not the story. You're definitely going to have those ups and downs, and it's going to be like, God, was this you? Did I move on my own? But he's going to continuously show you. When you put your faith in him and your trust that, yes, I brought you down here for a reason. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to provide and everything. You just have to literally trust in him. Just like when Peter walked on the water and when God called him out the boat, he said, come. You know, Peter was the one who got out and started walking. But then he got distracted by the waves and the wind. And yeah, we may not physically be on water. Our waves and wind are bills and rent and car notes and, you know what I'm saying, kids, family, everything else. That's our waves and wind. But when you stay focused on God, everything's going to work out for you.
Absolutely.
Well, we are excited about everything that you are bringing to this world. And we, again, support you. And we thank you so much for being on My Sister Circle.
Absolutely.
And anytime you are welcome to come anytime and promote your next movie, your next series, your next song. You are welcome to come promote it. I'm telling you, the invitation is open for now on, sis. I mean, you are my sister. You know, you're my sister's best friend. You're her sister, you're my sister. So you are always, always, always welcome to come here and promote anything that you do.
Thank you so much. And last thing I'm going to promote is so many things I'm working on.
No, go. No, go.
All-Star Kids. It is a wonderful, wonderful new platform for children on YouTube. We have songs on Apple Music, Spotify. Forget Kids Bop and Coco Melon and all that stuff. All-Star Kids. If you look on my story, we have remixed some songs and we have original songs. I'll just say like Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes. We have a whole, if you like that song, Essence, that everybody, the little Jamaican Caribbean feel, you're going to like Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes because we put a little Essence feel on that. So it's something that kids can enjoy with their parents. We have educational songs. Like I said, some songs are remixed. Some songs are original songs. I wrote my first song, Affirmations, for children.
I'm
going to
love that.
So. Yes, yes. So something for kids to just walk in who they are. And that's something that needs to be definitely taught. So definitely stream that.
All-Star Kids?
All-Star Kid.
All-Star Kid. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's on YouTube?
Yep, that's on YouTube. It's on Apple Music. We have an album on Apple Music. We're producing a live show. We're going to be going on with that. And I'm just super excited. It's great messages in the songs. And like I said, it's something that I can say as a parent, I wasn't feeling Baby Shark. Turn that on. I'm like, turn it off. But All Star Kids is something we get. It's definitely a bop. We can all vibe to it.
That is cool. So incredible.
I'm going to have my babies tune into that.
All right. And then Affirmation one. I definitely got to look that up. All right. Yes. So thank you so much, Dana. We appreciate you and we celebrate you, sis. And next time you want to come on, just reach out to me and I'll definitely set that up for you.
Yes. Thank you so much, ladies. It's been a pleasure being on your show.
And we'll see. I'll actually see you when I come there in Atlanta next month. Okay.
Yes, you will.
I will see you. All right. Love you, sis.
All right. Love you too. You guys be great.
Thank you. All right. So we got a series. We got the All-Star Kid
on YouTube.
That is so.
And I love Affirmations for children.
I love
it. We'll have to get a YouTube video for that so we can watch that and play it one day.
Definitely.
Okay.
So, you know, I just get so emotional when I see women just doing the things.
Yeah. It makes me like, it makes me want to just go a little bit harder. And that's what it's about.
It is.
Inspiring one another to push and go a little harder.
To push. Because that was some top quality on that.
Yeah. It really was. That's why I said, wait a minute. That's the skyline of Atlanta, ma'am.
That was top quality. Okay?
Oh, and a woman.
And a woman.
Love to
see
it.
Her own production.
Love to see it.
Okay, well, we'll wait on that one. All right. So we have a little over 15 minutes to do our topic, and I'm excited because that's all we kind of need.
Yeah.
Because this topic.
It's kind of cut and dry.
It is.
I really
believe that it is cut and dry. And not for everybody, maybe, because some people deal with, because of the process that it takes to heal from a betrayal.
Yeah.
All right.
So, betrayal.
This mic.
Our mic, sorry guys, I don't know if you can hear, but we can hear it.
Yeah.
So betrayal. Anytime we get a topic and I start thinking immediately, like, God, what would you have me to say, you know, regarding this? Or what are some things that you think are important for people to know? And boy, oh boy, did he give it to me. So I think all of us at one point have been betrayed, and it doesn't necessarily have to just stay with a romantic relationship. You can have your friends betray you. You can have family members betray you. And I think the biggest key component about betrayal after it happens is what you do with it and how you conduct yourself afterward.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, especially in the times we're living in now, more progressive times, as I like to say, think that when you are betrayed by a romantic partner, their answer to it is to change the dynamic of who they are as a person and become a savage or to become cold-hearted. And I heard very loudly, Isabel, that after betrayal, the true sign of who you are,
that's right,
as an individual is predicated on your behavior afterward.
That part right there.
Okay.
And that's what's not talked about.
No, we never talk about how we always see, that's the thing. And it takes me to like a victim mindset. And I'm not saying like you had it coming, but this is what we have to realize about betrayal. God spoke the betrayal into existence before you were even spoken to existence. He knew it was down the pipeline. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I think God gives us fair warning that things are coming, red flags, mm-hmm. you might want to say, mm-hmm. but we choose to ignore it because there is feelings there. Or, that's my girlfriend. She's not like that. Or he's not like that. But everything that you need is there.
Yeah.
And
there's
God
always,
has
there's
to.
There's always warning before destruction.
Always a warning. Always. And God's way, or the universe, or whatever it is that you believe in, the way of pulling you away from that and segueing you to something else that is less destructive and less heartbreak and turmoil is to cause that person to betray you, mm-hmm. believe it or not. Whether that be a marriage, a friendship, a business plan, everything has its particular reason as to why it crumbles and falls apart.
You know, so when, so the topic came at about 4 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. This topic was given to me. And I was sitting on, I was sitting, I was doing some work on something else. I'm sorry, guys, if it's still whistling. But I was sitting and I was doing some work on something else and I heard the topic. Okay, so can they hear that? Charlie?
No, probably not.
Okay, so, oh, okay. So, I don't know if you guys have ever seen our producer. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Charlie, but you know, this is what happens when you have to just improvise and things have to be fixed.
Yeah.
So we're going to fix it. And we're going to keep moving. Mm-hmm. So when the topic was given to me at about 4 this morning, guys, yesterday morning, was mm-hmm. that yesterday or day before yesterday?
Day
before yesterday. No. Yes, it is. So, I was sitting on the bed and when I got the this is the topic, I was like, oh goodness,
mm-hmm.
oh man, okay, I don't want to talk about my infidelity again. I don't want to deal with that again. And so I really, really was having some issues. Mm-hmm. It's still doing it. I was really having some issues on what this is going to be like.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I know a lot of women need healing and need to know what they need to do
mm-hmm.
after the betrayal part, and how can you live again, and how can you breathe again, and how can you be revived, and mm-hmm. how can you restore faith and trust in being betrayed?
Mm-hmm.
But once I began to ponder on it and just think about it, God told me, he said, this isn't for you.
Mm.
He said, that's why you're not, you feel it,
yeah.
but that's why you're not feeling it the way that you think mm-hmm. it's supposed to feel like for you,
mm-hmm.
because I've gotten you past that part.
Yeah.
So you're not dealing with that restoration part anymore, because I've gotten you finally gotten you past that part. And the way that he got me past that betrayal part, because it took a long time.
Yeah.
It took some years.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that that happened, the way that I was revived and I was restored, is because I had to allow God to heal me, and mm-hmm. I had to stop looking at him.
Yeah.
Okay. And I am talking about my marriage, because I've had betrayal in friendships, but this is what I'm going to talk about.
Right.
God had to deal with me.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for him to deal with me, he had to kind of reassess everything. Everything had to be reassessed.
Yeah.
He had to teach me all over again mm-hmm. how he wanted me to be.
Mm-hmm.
Not how he wanted me to be in my marriage. Not how he wanted me to be as a mother. Not how he wanted me to be as a 9-to-5 worker. He had to teach me about me.
Right.
He had to show me the things that he needed to fix on me.
Mm-hmm.
He had to, I mean, it was so many things. It was a lot of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Will and Jada talk about how you can't You have to be happy as an individual.
Absolutely.
And you can't try to look for the happiness within your marriage. No. Because if you're not happy with you, then no, it's not going to work. Right. So the way that I was revived and restored was to gather myself. I had to really, everything had to be dug up out of me that wasn't supposed to be there. Trauma had to be dealt with about some other trauma that had nothing to do with him. Okay. And I think that a lot of times stuff is so down in, and I'm not, and listen, I'm not telling you to blame yourself.
No.
But I'm telling you that as individuals, we have to understand that our happiness is within ourselves, and our marriage is a bonus.
Yeah.
Our significant other, that's a bonus. My friendships, that's a bonus.
Absolutely.
But me being happy, me being restored, my self-care, my mindset, everything on me had to change in order for me to be restored. Because if I stayed in the same place of unforgiveness, if I stayed in the same place, God, I thank you, because if I stayed in the same place of anger, if I stayed in the same place of always pointing the finger on the fact that he betrayed me and never looking at the fact that what did I bring to this situation?
Absolutely.
Because I'm not perfect. And I think then that's when you can be, you can get your life back.
Yeah.
You can breathe. You can be restored. You can, because then God can deal with you. And I think that's a lot of times what we forget. I think we just forget that, you know, because you're so caught up in what the situation was, what the betrayal was. God had told me at one point, stop looking at the betrayal. Stop looking at the betrayal. Now you got to look past the betrayal, because guess what? And a lot of times we are stuck trying to make the person, or wanting the person to accept accountability for their actions, or we're stuck wanting the person to be remorseful the way you want them to be remorseful.
Yeah.
But that's not what you're not them.
Every person has to be accountable for their own actions.
That's right.
And I think the, as someone that has dealt with that and has had some really embarrassing moments in being betrayed, in, you know, romantic relationships and marriage, I think the first thing that I did was like, you know, I wanted to be the victim, but because I am always like, I really try to make it a practice of just keeping it real with myself.
I wasn't that person.
I used to not be. Orion then, definitely. Woe is me, you know, little violin, you know, I'm crying and, you know, listening to sad music and all that. But there has to be a portion of accountability, one. Two, I am such a firm believer that God ordains everything for a purpose. Everything is for the pruning and for the growing of you spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. God doesn't do things for you to be broke down and hurt. And everything is specially crafted for your life to see, what are you going to take from it, and how is this going to take you? Are you going to let this take you somewhere else, or are you going to stay right here at grassroots level?
That part.
You know what I mean? With every, like, you know, I'll be transparent. It's not like I've been out here dating or anything like that, but with the couple instances that I've had with marriage and, you know, with a couple dating situations, I've always walked away from it like, God, that was something that I needed because you want me to grow in this area. And I think when it comes to romantic relationships, a lot of the times God wants you to see the value in yourself and the value in other people.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And to reassess what it is you mean to yourself. A lot of the times our self-worth is not where it should be.
You better
Sorry, I hate to say it.
No,
you didn't get betrayed because you're not fine enough. You know what I mean? You're not sexy enough and stuff is not hitting like it's supposed to. Sometimes you put so much stock and so much value in that marriage or in that person mm-hmm. that you forget you.
You do.
What is your value?
That is right.
What do you think you are worth mm-hmm. without the romantic relationship, without the friendship?
That's right.
It all comes back to you. And I think, again, my favorite word is boundaries. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things we set ourselves up for because we don't establish boundaries and we don't study ourselves. But I think the biggest, most important thing is really in how you conduct yourself after something like this happens. I cannot tell you how disappointing it is to me to see people say like, well, I choose petty.
Yeah.
What does petty do for you in the healing and growth process? I'm going to tell you what it does. Absolutely nothing. Makes you look silly. Mm-hmm. It makes you look emotionally immature. And it makes you look like you deserve to let that happen to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you got to be like me, Mary Sunshine, and, you know, hippie, and it's okay, and we're free-flowing. But a lot of the times, you just got to be like, you know what? It happened. There's a bigger reason why it happened. Mm-hmm. And one thing I will never do is allow somebody who betrayed me to change my continence. Yep. You will never be able to say I did her dirty and it changed her heart posture.
Come on.
That just will not be.
Or it broke her.
Lies, no. Honey. Mm-mm. Lies from the can't pit, do it. From the bowels of hell.
I'm just not that person. I can't do it.
You don't have that much
power.
Residence or power in my life for me to choose petty, mm-hmm. for me to choose to be miserable, for me to choose to change who I am. Oh, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to start acting unseemingly. That's not who I am. Mm-hmm. Who I am, if I really want to be a healed person and I want to walk in the process of healing and getting better, is to remain my authentic self.
That's right.
But to make some adjustments and tweaks.
That's
too.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then when you talk about restoration mm-hmm. Or, you know, being restored after the betrayal, what does that mean to you?
Yeah.
You know, what are you trying to restore? If we're trying to restore the marriage, okay, I can't afford to be petty.
Mm-mm.
I can't afford to carry the unforgiveness. So that's where you have to start.
Yeah.
You have to start by one, forgiving you yourself.
Yes,
okay. Because
yourself.
We blame ourselves. Okay. So one, forgive yourself. Then you have to forgive mm-hmm. the person, because I know you guys heard it before. Forgiveness is not for them. It's for you.
Absolutely.
So now you have to forgive yourself and forgive that person. And now you have to, my producer told me, said the perfect words earlier, you have to choose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make a choice.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Make a choice of where you're going to, are you going to stay in that position?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to, one, are you going to stay in the relationship?
Yeah.
Friendship, relationship, romantic relationship, or are you going to stay? For me, I chose to stay.
Yeah.
And so when I chose to stay, now you have choices to make.
Mm-hmm.
Now the choices are you going, God is saying, are you going to allow me to restore it?
Mm-hmm.
Not only am I restoring you, but are you going to allow me to restore the relationship?
Yeah.
Or are you going to continue to bring it up, continue to have unforgiveness, anger, things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're here
mm-hmm.
where you're saying, okay, I'm making a choice. Because if you don't make the choice, then guess what? Anger will take over.
Mm-hmm.
Your emotions will run haywire. The pettiness will come, because you do have to make a choice. You can go, you can choose to stay.
Yes.
You can choose to stay with the person in that friendship, or you can choose to stay in that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose not to forgive. But what, like O said, what does that do?
Yeah. It does nothing.
It does nothing.
Mm-mm.
You can't be revived if you don't allow the restoration.
Mm-mm. You can't even go on into other healthier relationships,
you cannot.
Platonic or romantic, with that. So if you feel, I mean, I hate to say it, and it's not diminishing anyone that's been betrayed. I've been there. We both have. But did it do anything for you to not allow yourself to be open and to heal, and so it wouldn't affect any other relationships? I mean, my thought process is like, God, I have to let this thing go from me And I have to begin the process of walking in wholeness if I ever want to be open to receiving anything else. Or you take your damaged self from that betrayal, or that, you know, the friend that did you wrong, the lover that did you wrong, husband, wife, whatever. You then segue that into all your other relationships, right. And you sabotage those.
That's what you
and
do.
It's a perpetuated cycle over mm-hmm. and over. You break this relationship down, they betray you, or you then become the person doing the betraying. And then where are we? Then it's a whole bunch of toxic, disgusting relationships that never work out because nobody wants to take time to be revived and delivered.
That's right. Yeah. I had a conversation, and I was talking, and I was telling one of my sisters, I said, you know, the part that bothers me mm-hmm. that no one talks about is they never talk about when they tell you that, not just the church, yeah. but when you're being counseled by people mm-hmm. and they tell you, okay, stay in a relationship, fast, pray. These are the steps. These are the instructions that you take to make sure that everything is going to be all right. This is what you do to make sure that this marriage or this friendship is restored. You do. You tell me to do all yeah. these things, but we never talk about, mm-hmm. hear me out. Because if somebody say that it's been talked about with you, I'm going to be like, who counseled you? Because I want to hear.
Right.
It's never talked about the fear. Now, you can say all day long to stand on faith.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's never talked about the fear that I have mm-hmm. if those instructions don't work. What do I do
yeah.
if I'm having these emotions of what if that doesn't work? Mm-hmm. What if that fasting and praying, what if that, because yeah, I'm human.
Yes.
But we never talk about the fear
yeah.
of what if that does not work.
Because we don't want to, I think sometimes in our faith, we don't want to accept that some things just come to an end. You know what I mean? I make a joke all the time and I say, some things I'm just not going to trouble Jesus with. When it's the end, baby, it's the end.
But that's the problem. That's a lot of the times the problem that I think. And listen, y'all know I don't like to just be like the church this, the church that. But that's a lot of problems that the church has.
Absolutely.
Because they don't tell you that some things are supposed to be brought to an end. We have a beginning. We have an ending. Yeah. So some things
are
supposed.
And that's how to heal after the process.
Because guess what? They don't know how.
No, they do not. Because you know what?
They don't know how to teach that because their teachings, and not every leader, but their teachings is hope.
Yep.
No, you got to teach me real.
Not just teach me real, but teach me how to respect myself to leave something when it's become unhealthy. What about self-preservation here? I can't be so concerned with preserving our relationship if it's killing me.
You can't
tell. How can I revive that in... give it, you know, the, what do you call this? Shismu. I'm sorry, that's Arabic. But, you know, like when you give it CPR, if it's dead, shouldn't we just say, okay, you know what? Before we both kill each other in this thing, you go to your corner and be
Absolutely.
Blessed and I go to mine.
Absolutely.
Let's be realistic.
And then that's how restoration can come in.
Yes.
Sometimes we have to... It has to be taught just what you said, mm-hmm. and it has to be taught that once this toxic part of your life ends, then restoration can happen.
Yeah,
not to keep on saying that, keep accepting the toxic parts
yeah.
that are being poured into my life, because that's not right all the time.
Let me tell you something. God is not in the business of restoring things that are toxic and unhealthy. I don't know where y'all going with that. You know what I'm saying? But, like, he's hitting you upside the head. You're thinking about pouring hot grits on him. That's a whole lot. So, God is not in the business of restoring that type of stuff.
I'm not saying that he's, for me, I'm not saying that he's not in the business of that. I'm saying that there is sometimes an end point.
Yes. everything has to come to an end at some point.
There is sometimes an end point. Mm-hmm. You hurt yourself staying when you know you need to leave for fear of what others think. I totally agree.
Yes.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. But the question that I'm asking is, when you're being counseled mm-hmm. by what you think is wise counsel,
yeah.
telling you to hold on, don't you stay strong, you stand, okay? And what Dynamo, after you've done all you can, just stand. After you telling me to do all of that.
I don't believe in that, and I apologize for that.
I understand.
I don't believe in that. I think, and I'm not a pastor or a preacher or any of those things, so God knows I'm not knocking anybody or questioning anyone's judgment. But don't tell me to just stand. You know what I mean? Tell me, okay, Orion, you know, you prayed, you went to counseling. Sometimes it is God's will for us to walk away. God's will for us to walk away.
I don't even know how we got on this and why, but I'm telling you.
I don't know who it's for. You know, sometimes it's just not God's will for us to stay in a situation. Sometimes it is better to exit and to leave with yourself than it is to stay. And that's not just romantic stuff,
It's not at all.
Oh, let's open our ears. It's not just romantic. Like, take romanticism out of it. Everything is not about romance relationships. Mm-hmm. You can have friendships that benefit you none. You can have mother-daughter relationships that benefit you none. Father-daughter, brother-sister that benefit you none, that are slowly killing you, whether you realize it or not. Sometimes God is going to revive it, but in a different way.
That's right.
And sometimes your deliverance and your reviving comes when you step away away from it and let God handle it. Sometimes you can't be revived while you're still in it. You got to mm-hmm. step out and save yourself.
It can't be a job. And then we have another comment that says, that's why you have to have your own relationship with the Lord mm-hmm. so you will know when he says leave or stay. And I totally agree with that. But I agree 100% that you should have your own relationship with God, but it's some people that don't.
Absolutely.
And those people that don't have their own relationship with God, mm-hmm. we have to be mindful of those people.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes they're left behind because everybody is wanting people to say, to people to have their own relationship with God. Well, some don't.
Some don't, yeah.
And so I need to be able to have wise counsel tell me that sometimes it is time to close the chapter.
Yeah.
Without you saying to me, you got to pray for yourself. Just take a little more and
fight the good fight.
No.
Keep fighting for what?
I can hear from God.
Yeah.
But I have some friends that can't hear from God. I got some friends that call me and say, hey, what did God say about this situation?
Yeah.
So there are some people that just, they don't have a personal relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And they still need that type of counsel to tell them what. And that's why we have spiritual leaders. That's why we have leadership. That's why God puts different people in your life, because some people are in your life to be that voice, to be able to hear God's voice and to be able to translate that for you. And I'm not saying that every leader is like that. God knows I'm not, because I didn't went to my leader, and I promise you, and she didn't lay, I didn't lay it on her lap on the altar and cried my eyes out. And she said, I'll support you either way.
And that's what I want to hear. You know what I mean?
I'll support you either way.
That's what I want to hear. Yeah.
And that's real to me.
Yeah.
And I'm just, listen, I don't know why we went here. I don't. Because has some more questions. I don't know. I don't even know why this portion of the conversation came up. Yeah. But, you know, amen.
Yeah.
You know, because some things are needed to hear for somebody that's on here. So I don't know. We have a comment that says, my sister, you are a minister. You are a minister. Tell the truth. You are helping some young sisters just for her to know it's okay to go.
It is okay to go.
It is.
You know, and in our faith, being Christian, I don't think there's any religion that advocates for a divorce. You know what I mean? Yeah. None of them do.
Yeah. It's not.
And that
breaks my heart, though.
But staying in an unhealthy situation where the two of you, not just the woman is, you know, the punching bag or vice versa, but where the two of you are actively ruining each other it is time.
And if you think about it, they do advocate for leaving a friendship or leaving a job.
See, and isn't
they
that,
advocate
you know
for
what
that.
I mean? You'll hear a pastor all day long say, step out on faith and leave that job. Why can't I step out on faith and leave this toxic marriage in hopes that I can find something better? Why can't I leave this horrible friendship where I'm getting talked about in hopes that I can find, you know, my tribe of people that will love me and support me? It's just,
why can't I leave this ministry? Why? I'm just saying.
If it's okay for small, it should be okay across the board. We've got to start advocating for people to not just function in a religious, spiritual realm, but also to take care of their mental well-being.
That's right.
Insisting that someone stay and pray and work it out when they have been praying, when they have been fasting, and you're not there every day seeing what they go through, that to me is like giving somebody a death sentence.
And like I said, it's never talked about. We have somebody said, Dominique says, sometimes in the stay, you got to be led.
Yep.
I agree. You do.
Yes, indeed.
You definitely
got
to be led.
Yes,
and like I said, it's never discussed about the fear and the emotions I have for the instructions that you've given me to stay in the relationship, stay in the marriage, stay at the job, stay in the ministry, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You give me these instructions and you tell me to do all of these things, to fast and to pray and do all of these things and just stand on faith and do all of these things. And you never deal with my fear of what if these things do not work. Like, I'm really, I don't know why God had, I don't know why he put that on me, but what I do know is that it has to be dealt with.
Yeah.
It has to be talked about.
I think there are, Lord, I guess it's okay to say it. I think there are a lot of people praying over situations with other people that God has already given you the answer, but you keep on bothering him after he's already told you it's done.
That's true.
Why?
I think our live might have stopped.
Yeah.
It's froze on your end.
I haven't had it in a minute.
So it is 8:15.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to revisit
this. Did our
this.
Live stop, Charlie? Because I'm not sure. I'm not seeing it move on my end, but it could be still going. Did our live stop? Oh, okay, great. All right, the fear comes from the unknown. It does.
Yeah.
It definitely does come from the unknown, but I think that has to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Dominique says, every time I stayed in a job, waited long, suffered per only the Lord's leading, my blessings was bigger in the end. Got to be led, not for everyone. I agree. You definitely have to be led.
Yeah.
But again, what if it's a person that can't hear from God and don't know that they're being led?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have so much.
Yeah.
I have this like this space in my heart for people that don't have the relationship with God that, you know, everybody seems to think that everybody has. And that's not to say that you think that, Neek, but just saying like, I think the expectations that we have
is that everyone is connected and they're not.
And they're not.
They are absolutely not.
And I think that because of how the world is going today, people are starving for some hope.
Mm-hmm.
People are starving for the real, the truth. I was watching Growing Up with Erica Parnell, and they were talking, it was Young and Saved was the topic yesterday. And the kids were on there speaking about, the kids were on there speaking and saying, we're made to go to church, but nobody takes the time with us. You just sit us in the crowd and say, you know, sit there because you're going to church. Nobody takes because we have this expectation that, you know, and I heard one of the moms say on the show, I think it was Erica, she may have said, but the seed is being planted. And I get that. The seed is being planted. But what happens for the children? I see my children all the time on their cell phones.
Yeah.
What happened? They got their AirPods in, not listening. So no seed is being planted because their AirPods in. I have to turn around and say, hey, take those out. And that's just another, we'll do that another time. But I'm just, you know, we have to, definitely advocate for people that don't have the same connection.
Yeah.
That, you know,
don't have the same connection that we have. And for not having that inside connection, I would have to say, okay, so you don't have a relationship with God. Listen to yourself.
That's true.
Your gut.
That's what Darlene just said. She just said it. She said everybody.
One of the
has,
loves of my life.
She
Darlene.
Just said that. She
yes,
did.
Sister Johnson. Because you have there is something. Even when you don't think it's God, he is there. You yeah. may not be able to identify that it is him, but it is him in another way. God works in the most covert, 007, you know what I'm saying, way that you will hear something and be like, nah, what? And it will be specifically designed for you, and you may not have even be expecting that. So listen, you know what I mean? There's a quote that I love that says there are signs everywhere, and I really believe in that, especially if you're going through a hard time or you have a question about something. The signs are always there, and you have to make it a practice to listen to yourself.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I agree. All right, so we do have to come to an end.
Yes.
It is 8:17. My husband just texted me and said, hey, you know, woman of God, I'm outside. We do have to come to an end. I'm excited to continue with this topic.
Definitely.
I don't know how we're going to do it, but we'll make sure that we continue with this topic because we didn't get to dig as deep as we wanted to. Mm-hmm. Me and O had some things that we definitely wanted to touch on, so we will definitely get this topic picked up. Sponsorship. Yeah. You guys know about our sponsors. We do accept advertisement and commercial promotional videos on our show. If you are interested in promoting your business, your organization in any kind of way, you can reach out to myself or Orion mm-hmm. and get that information from us. We are accept donations, as you see our sister circle. Cash App is on the screen. If you want to sponsor us just with a gift, if you want to drop any seed, okay, you can drop that seed into our sister circle. Cash App. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're asking if everybody, okay, can donate a seed of $100. If you can, you can. If you can't, you can. We have some things in the work. And if you can, you can. You know you're led to do it, right? Because we can hear from God on this line, right? That's right. Amen. So if you're led to do so, we do have something coming up where we are going to put on just something amazing. I asked you guys last week, are you guys ready to actually see us in person as a real talk show brought to you guys, and you guys can get to come in and be a part of the audience and things like that? That is coming up. That is in the works. Okay. I finally released it. That is in the works. We are doing something so amazing. So we want you guys to be a part of that. So if you want to donate, that is the Cash App there. Also, we are accepting, like I said, sponsors for commercials and things like that. All right, guys, we love you guys, and we will see you next Thursday. You guys remember, there's no competition in sisterhood, and always be willing to fix your sister's crowns.
Bye.
Bye.
No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, there is a force that unites us all. Join the movement and let your lips do the talking with Aide Cosmetics, available on aidecosmetics.com. Thank you.